From the News Center, a news focus.
For the fourth year running, a local nonprofit known as Days of Remembrance is hosting an essay contest for 7th through 12th graders on the topic of the Holocaust. Dave Jacobson is on the board of that organization.
Our mission is to encourage students to have a perpetual remembrance of the Holocaust and to apply lessons learned from the Holocaust to their lives today.
He said the event becomes even more important because of not only lack of education, but outright denial that these events occurred.
One are people who just don't know. They've never learned about it. If they did learn about it, they forgot about it. Separately, there is a small group that, based in anti-Semitism, actively promotes misinformation about the Holocaust. There's so much historical evidence showing that the Holocaust did happen, including Holocaust survivors who are still living today.
Jacobson says their website, daysofremembrance.org, provides all the details and a guide on how one can approach the essay.
We have a website, daysofremembrance.org, which has the essay contest, the prompt for people to write about, and all of the rules and instructions about how to submit the essay.
He said they've been very impressed with the caliber of essays received in the past, especially considering the material.
It's a very difficult topic to learn about 6 million people being murdered for who they are, and a whole society, and to a large extent, going along with that.
The deadline is March 12th, and again, the website can provide all the information you need. There are cash prizes for the winners. Whether you go to cyber school, homeschool, public or private, you're welcome to join the daysofremembrance.org essay contest. With the WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.